Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There is no favoritism with God, for He is just and is no respecter of persons. The favor of God is what God can do for you that you cannot do for yourself. It's easy to love Joseph's story from the book of Genesis. Here, we have a kid with big dreams and the call of God on his life, but goes through every trial imaginable, yet experiences the favor of God. Imagine for a second how Joseph might have reacted when he was in the pit, betrayed by his brothers. I am sure it wasn't very fun when he was thrown in jail. It was Joseph's fervor that led him to find God's favor. We should not equate God's favor with a trouble-free life. There are no special privileges and favored status among the believers who are in Christ. In the life of Jesus and those who followed him, the idea of God's provision and affection weren't synonymous with luxury and convenience. In fact, Jesus' disciples were as close to divinity and as favored as one could be, and yet this proximity and affinity did not translate into ease and comfort. The early followers of Christ weren't using bank accounts, beach houses, and sports cars to validate their faithfulness or to assess their belovedness. Maybe we shouldn't either. The good things that happen to you don't necessarily make you more cared for or valued, in the same way that the really nasty and painful stuff you experience doesn't mean God is mad at you or distant from you. God is not swayed by our conduct and cannot be lobbied to love us more than what He already does. We are messengers of the great King, once crucified, now glorified. Our final victory is already signed, sealed, and secured by Jesus' atoning death and the powerful resurrection. The unwavering, unearned, undeniable reality you can claim without any reservation is that you are loved by God every moment of your life, and it is by His grace and mercy that your life rests secure. Everything else will follow that. The Bible says in Psalm 84, verse 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless." Remember, my friends, divine favor is on those who serve God with the spiritual fervor. Shall we pray? Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord. We come to you, Heavenly Father, with this commitment. Help us, Spirit of God, to be humble servants who seek your kingdom and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.